BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, thank you, Dev. Would you like a weekend?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Becky.
Hiya.
You're right.
Yes, how are you today?
I am all right, actually.
Tired?
A little bit. I did a sleep out last night for Centre Point. It was really good, actually, in the centre of London. And it was me, Sarah Cox, Richard Madeley, off of Richard and Judy, Chloe Madeley, off of Richard and Judy, and Dancing on Ice. And who else have I missed out? Rav? From Crime Watch.
I have to just take this opportunity.
In sleeping bags.
I have to take the opportunity to apologise to you because I was a doubter.
I know.
And me and the one that doesn't speak were convinced. In fact, we've lost money on the fact that you weren't.
You've lost money?
No. But I would have put money on it that you didn't turn up. So I apologise.
Thank you.
Well done.
I was there till 6:30 this morning. I woke up and I'd forgotten.
Who were you
to
next to?
I was next to Chris from this show who went.
And who was on your other side?
On the other side was Sarah Cox's friend, Emily, and then Sarah Cox, and then Richard Madeley. Now, I wasn't really prepared. I didn't take a hat, which was a blunder, because your head gets really cold when you're sleeping out.
I know that from my mum's old house.
Why?
You know when you go and stay with your parents and you have to, like, wear a hoodie and a hat in bed? I know that you lose most of your heat through your head.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's not the
not
same.
Not really the same, no.
It's not the same, but, like, if you're camping and stuff, it's better to have a hat.
Yeah. So I had to attractively, hi, boys, wrap some tracksuit bottoms around my head in a kind of, like you would do with a towel fashion.
Was the in the bottom half in the sleeping bag?
No. I'd bought some extra ones, but I just needed some kind of material.
I was going to say, otherwise that's quite friendly. Excuse me, yeah.
Some kind of material on my head. But yeah, woke up with a little bit of an ice cream headache, but it was a really good thing to do. They raised loads of money, and yeah, it was good. Richard Madeley has obviously done this before. He's obviously camped out, because he came fully prepared.
What did he have?
Well, he was kind of in the corner, so he had a little ledge to himself, so like to put stuff on. He'd obviously got...
He bought shelving?
No, he didn't bring shelving. There was just like a little shelf on the side,
right,
of the area that we were in. And, yeah, he bought Italian white wine and every kind of Scotch egg that you can think of, like every size, from the mini ones to the kind of, you know, ones you could eat in a couple of mouthfuls to the large ones that are a meal in themselves.
Wow.
Yeah.
He doesn't strike me as a Scotch egg type.
I know, but he is. And eventually, obviously, we were sleeping out with loads of other people who actually wanted to go to sleep. Richard was the last one standing, and a man had to come and tell him to pipe down a bit and just to be quiet, because other people wanted to go to sleep. Sarah Cox can sleep anywhere. I couldn't sleep a wink last night. She's there like...
That picture of you asleep that she put on Twitter, did you know that she'd taken that?
No. And then I woke up and she's like, oh, I hope you're not my bed. I was taking a picture of you. I'm like, oh, brilliant. So then I thought I'd retweet it anyway. But it was like, if you see the picture, it's like a huge jiffy bag, which you're in, like a massive one, which are actually, you know, very, very cosy. And then the sleeping bag inside. So, yeah. So it was a good night.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We have guests aplenty. A very exciting week next week on this show. Let me just run through them for you. It's quite an impressive list. Monday, Our guest will be Tim Minchin. Loads of you love him. He was your show and tell once, wasn't he?
He was. Like, it feels like years ago now, but yeah.
When we each bring something to the show that maybe we haven't heard or seen before, and he was your one because you found him very funny. Tim Minchin will be here. Is he going to be playing some songs? I really hope so. Maybe. On Monday. Tuesday, James May is going to be here off of Top Gear and Man Lab and Drinking Wine. Love him. Wednesday, Red Pepper is going to be here. Now, if you don't know who Red Pepper is, he's going to be helping us to work on our film. And we really need him because he's the guy in the film trailers that speaks like that. Out now. He has the most incredible voice. And he's going to be working on our film and doing the voiceovers live on the show on Wednesday, which I like. Thursday, we're in Manchester for Children in Need Rocks, which is going to be a huge event. And we are going to be with all the stars, chatting to them backstage beforehand. And that's going to be big. Huge. And then on Friday, off of Shooting Stars and the Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh, our friend Angelos is going to be here. That's a good week.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.